exalted. I will magnify the Lord.
Magnify my Lord.
God is worthy to be praised.
Worthy to be.
Oh, just magnify my Lord. The Lord liveth, blessed be the rock, blessed be the rock of my salvation. The Lord liveth, blessed be the rock, and may the God of my salvation be exalted. Magnify the Lord,
so magnify,
for he's so worthy to be praised.
So worthy to be
praised. I'm gonna magnify my Lord,
magnify,
for he's so worthy to be praised. Hosanna, blessed be the rock, blessed be the rock of my salvation. Hosanna, blessed be the rock, and may the God of my salvation be exalted. Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed be the rock, blessed be the rock of my salvation. Hosanna, blessed be the rock, and may the salvation be exalted. I will magnify the Lord. I will magnify my Lord. For he is worthy to be praised. Who will magnify the Lord? Worthy to be praised. For the Lord liveth, blessed be the rock, hallelujah, blessed be the rock of my salvation. The Lord, he liveth, blessed be the rock, and may the God of my salvation be exalted. One more time. For the Lord liveth, blessed be the rock, blessed be the rock of my salvation. The Lord, he liveth, blessed be the rock, and may the God of my salvation be exalted.
Sister Michelle?
Amen.
I just want to stand here and tell God I am sorry once again. I was on the back row. I said, please forgive me, Lord. Because he was like, don't you have something to praise me for?
Come on.
Aren't you grateful for what I have done?
Yes.
And I was like, oh, yeah, but they probably tired of hearing me, so I'm going to sit here. Oh, and the very person that he wanted me to give him praise for stood up and walked around the building.
Yeah. Amen.
I was like, I'm talking to you. Listen to me and be blessed by what you, obedience. Amen. It's just simple obedience.
Totally.
You know, so I'm just so thankful. And I tell him again, I am so sorry. And what was on my heart this week was Jesus said, if you believe in him, you should believe in me also. Who are we?
Come on.
Shouldn't they believe in us?
Yeah.
Shouldn't they believe in us?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Come on.
When you walk in there, they should believe in you.
That's right.
What you represent.
Yes.
It's not this flesh, it's who inside.
That's right.
And that's the same thing Jesus was saying. If you believed in him, you should believe in who I am.
Amen. Right.
So I just want to thank him for that simple revelation. And again, Lord, I repent.
Amen.
It's good to be back in the house. I'm excited to hear tonight's service. And I listened to Sunday's service, and I appreciate it, first of all. But it made me think of the thief on the cross. And I just want to read just a passage from Luke 23:39 through 44. And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, If thou be the Christ, save thyself and us. But the answering rebuked him, saying, Do not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation.
Come on.
And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man has done nothing amiss. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, today shalt be with me in paradise. And I just thought about Brother Moore's service. Everybody has a chance to be with Jesus. And what are you going to do with them? Are you going to identify with that sacrifice and say, Lord, remember me. Remember my family.
Amen.
Because without Jesus, I know I couldn't make it.
Amen.
I want to be the thief that got it right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Sister Joy.
I just want to say that I am not ashamed to identify in this message. I'm not. You know, God also said, like, are you going to say something? You know, like, I said, yes, Lord. So, again, also, I look like Michelle. I'm so sorry, and I repent. And this message, do you know that I know how to defend myself when I'm out there? You know, that nobody can talk out, you know, can tell me that that's not. Because I know myself. I know this myself, that this is nothing but the truth. I believe every word of it. You know, and even not preaching first, but, you know, even they're not preaching yet. But still, I already believe it, you know, because, you know, like I told Pastor Moore before, like, when I hear this message, you know, after Sunday, it's just not like, okay, I will forget it. No, it was stuck. It was stuck my head, and like it will soak from the top to my toe. It's because I said, why is this thing I don't want to hear? Because I am so part of it, you know. So I just believe, you know, I believe every word of it. So I'm thankful that I am, you know, that I can see these things for myself, you know, that I understand that when I'm home, my husband is my God in flesh. But here, I have to serve God for myself. And that's I know this for myself. And this is nothing but the truth. Amen, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for opening my eyes. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm
going
to sing a song. Yes.
Amen. Using this here to put my phone on it. I'm so happy to be here.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We made it one more time.
Amen.
I like to say we made it. I made it, but I see you made it, you know.
Amen.
I thank God that I'm not alone.
Amen.
Never alone. I'm just crying all the time, but
Amen.
I don't care. I'm going to tell you a story, and you're going to cry too. I was thinking about, you know, coming out of the hospital, and Pastor Moore told me one time, he said, you know, just call me anytime. And now periodically I'll just be driving there or something and hear a song, and I just start crying. I go, I don't want to feel alone. Let me just call him. And he'll answer, and I'll just be crying. He'll be like, you all right? I'm like, I'm okay. I'm just wanted to know I wasn't alone. I just want you to know I'm here. I'm happy. I'm not. These not tears of sadness. I'm joyful. You know, I praise God that I got a group of people that believe with me. You know, there's times when you are going to be alone. Sometimes when you think it. But you just got to remind yourself. You got to, you know, sometimes you got to shake yourself. Like, no. God said he'll never leave me nor forsake me. He said he always will provide a way of escape. He said I'm more than a conqueror. So if Satan tried to put that on you that you're alone, just use your phone. I know you got it in your hand. Just use it. Call up somebody and let that love just flow through.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, I had this song, and it's just the chorus of it just touched me a lot. And it said, you worth it. That's the name of the song. And the way it goes, and you guys can help me with it, the verse goes, you thought I was worth saving. So you came and changed my life. Amen. You thought I was worth keeping. So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for. So you sacrificed your life so I could be free, so I could be whole. So now I'm going to tell everybody I know. So I'm going to sing that, and I'll get out of your guys' way. I'm just thankful to be surrounded. You know, I don't want to take that for granted. You know, like Sister Belinda said, we got 2/3 of us that contrary to the Word of God. My flesh is always going to be contrary to the Word of God. You know, a reminder to that is that every time you need a shower, you know you need to be cleaned up. That's just a reminder. Every day, I die daily. I need to get cleaned up every day. But when I get to the house, it gives me something that I start thinking on eternal things. Temporal things just fall away.
Yes.
And that's why I just come in here and I'm just so grateful. Amen. You don't even understand how blessed you are to even be able to come in here. Amen. To hear the Word of God.
Amen.
To hear and understand.
Right.
Let me sing this and I'll get out of here.
Yes.
You thought I was worth saving. So you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping. So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for. So you sacrificed your life. So I could be free, so I could be whole. And I'ma tell everyone I know, you thought I was worth saving. So you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping. So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for. So you sacrificed your life. So I could be free. So I could be whole. So I can tell everyone I know. You thought I was worth saving. Hallelujah. So you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping. So you cleaned me up. So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for. So you sacrificed your life. So I could be free. So I can be whole. So I can tell everyone I know. You thought I was worth So you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping. So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for. So you sacrificed your life. So I can be free. So I can be whole. So I can tell everyone. Hallelujah. I'm singing hallelujah. Glory to the God who changed my life. And I will praise you, I'll worship you, I'll give you glory. Because I am free, because I am whole, and I will tell everyone. You thought I was worth saving. So you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping. So you cleaned me up. So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for. So you sacrificed your life. So I can be free. So I can be whole. And I will tell everyone. Help me sing it one more time. You thought I was worth. So you came. So you came and changed. You thought I was worth keeping. Worth keeping. So you cleaned me up.
so you clean me, so I can be free, so I can be free, so I can be whole, so I can tell everyone I know, I'm singing hallelujah, I'm singing hallelujah, I'm singing hallelujah, hallelujah, so I can be free, so I can be whole, and I'll tell everyone I know, you thought I was worth, so you came and changed my life, you thought I was worth keeping, so you clean me up inside. You thought I was to die for. So you sacrificed your life. So I can be free. So I can be whole. So I can tell everyone I know. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
God bless you.
God bless you, Brother Jay. God bless you.
I just want to say I'm grateful to be here, and Lord's been dealing with me in so many different ways. On one hand, I'd kind of accepted that I'm going to be filthy rags no matter what I do. And I used to wear, you know, the poofy 80s type hairspray hair, and I'd have the bright lipstick, and you know, I did that, you know, at one phase in my life, and I thought it was important to make sure that I was appealing to the world. I thought that that was part of how you made somewhere as a woman. And coming to the message, I've realized that there is something about personal appearance that needs to be done. However, it's not important that I impress anyone. What is important is that the word that's in me comes out.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Now, no matter who I come across, no matter who they are to me, they could either see that word or they could not see that word. And I used to think, on one hand, I would, you know, when I was younger, I'd try to be a good person. And then on the other hand, I would be a really bad person, a really bad person. And on my worst days now, on my worst bad person days now, it's not near anything like, the desire's not even there for me to go to the nth level. Like, we're talking like big, big stuff. And it's not even in me anymore.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
But it kind of stuck to me because, you know, I haven't thought about good person, bad person in a long time until my son came to me. And he said, you're not a good person. And I'm like, I'm not. And I will never be. Because none is good except for the Father. And I've got the Father in me. And that's what makes me better every single day.
That's right.
And that's what every single time that I find that I'm in error, which is daily, I can then die, turn to the Word, and He shows me a better way. And I don't, you know, people are going to think whatever they're going to think, they're going to do whatever they're going to do, but I'm going to walk with the Lord no matter how someone looks at me, because I can't prove it to the world.
No,
they can't see Him if they wanted to.
Right.
And I am so grateful to be here among believers.
Thank you, Lord.
And I believe this thing.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, brother.
I've been sitting on this for a long time, probably since about a week before Brother Allen was here, and he was talking about input and output. God has been dealing with me. If you want to get closer, we know our soul rim, it's either saved or it's not. Can't do anything about that. That's done. But we know we battle the other two rims. But, you know, it doesn't have to be as big a battle as we make it out to.
That's right. Amen.
Just you put it, if you put in the right things, you get out the right things, and it comes a lot easier.
Amen.
Right down to what you listen to on the radio, what you watch on TV,
sure.
What memes you like and laugh at. I'm bad at that. I have a horrible sense of humor, you know. But, you know, all those things, you know, it's what you put into what you take out. And it's not a religious thing. It's not a good living thing. It's like a dietary thing.
Sure.
You eat candy all day, and ice cream all day, you get fat.
Yeah.
You eat meat and vegetables, you lose weight, you trim up. And
that's right.
that's just the beginning of what he's trying to work at me. But we're supposed to say where we're at, and hopefully that helps somebody.
Amen.
That's what I've been because I've been on this for weeks and I haven't got it down yet.
No, it's common sense in here, you know. And you know, if you go through something, you know, get the gold out of it. You know, if you're going to get beat up, get a gold tooth, you know, out of the situation, you know. And because you don't want to just go through something. Get a consolation, you know. He said, you get a consolation being in this thing. You know, I want a consolation prize even when I don't do nothing. So, I mean, it's just how it is. God bless you, sis.
Amen, amen.
Well, I've been trying to hold it together, but of course, Jay had me back there blubbering all over again. I'm always like, I'm going to get up here and I'm going to hold it together. But I want to say first, Jay, we are thankful to have you back. Yeah. It is a blessing. We all prayed hard for you. And I wanted to let you know, too, you know, my dad had his surgery and he didn't tell me he was scared, but he had told my stepmother he was scared. Because my dad is the rock of our family, you know, and he's 85 years old. And, you know, believe it or not, he still ran marathons of last year and he's a strong man. And, you know, and it meant so much to him to have that player cloth. And I didn't know, with my dad being such a strong Catholic, if he was going to, you know, throw a little snide thing out there or something. But he wasn't. And I even mentioned the fact that yours kept getting thrown away. So he said, make sure you put it in my bag. But he was so That's thankful. Right. He said he wanted me to tell the church that he was so thankful for y'all praying for him.
Yes.
And so far, so good. He came out of surgery yesterday. He's doing well.
Amen.
I mean, you know, I know I always just speak with confidence, but I don't always speak with confidence. But, I mean, he is doing well, and he wanted me to thank you guys for the prayer cloth. He said it meant a lot, and he said that I did have a blessed church. You know, my dad, he recognizes good people when he sees them. You know, even though he's a strong Catholic, he knows good people when he sees them. And then I also want to thank, too, my son had surgery yesterday, and he came out of his surgery well, too. My surgery's next week, so if we all just pray for me, Wednesday I'll get a new knee. So I just want to thank everybody for everything.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Sway. We're going to sing 224, It Is Well With My Soul. And then we'll get them up. God bless you. When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, what whatever my life.
Buffett.
Though Satan should buffet through trials should come, let this blessed assurance control that Christ has regarded my helpless estate and hath shed his own blood for my soul.
Thank you for that understanding, Lord. Well, Lord, those last two verses, there's coming a day, Lord, where we're going to have to change these bodies. We are going to get out of here. This world is not my home. Oh, I'm here to do a little work. I'm here to meet some people. I'm here to manifest God for my day and its hour. But this is not my final destination. I'm on my way home. And these things we go through, Lord, It's well with my soul. No matter if something was the last 10 years, 20 years, it will pass. But I'm an eternal being that will not die, that has a house made by God waiting for me in the heavens. Oh, Lord, and one day I'm going to be perfect in all three realms. Thank you for that understanding. Even so, Lord, come. We look around. We look at the scripture. We look at the signs. Lord, the time is here. We're not waiting for any other scripture to be fulfilled but the rapture. And Lord, any day that could happen, Lord. Give us the revelation that we need. Give us that change of the body, Lord. That's what we want. Lord, thank you for this service. Thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for another opportunity to see you, Lord, in action, to touch you, to fellowship with you, to hear from you. Thank you for your many blessings, Lord, just to get us here tonight, to have breath, to have our right mind, to make it back here one more day, Lord. We thank you for that. Thank you for getting Sister Sway's father through his surgery, Lord. We ask that you continue to bring healing to him. Her son, Lord, thank you for that, Lord. And we ask that you take the same work and just apply it to her, Lord, and touch her body, Lord. Get her through her situation. And Lord, we ask that you continue to remember this body, Lord. I think about Sister Christy here. She said the doctor said she had something, Lord, but I ask you to cancel that check. You said by your stripes we're healed. Lord, this ain't something we had to hope for or we're guessing for. You're the one already said it. You said you paid that price. And Lord, we're counting on that. Lord, touch Sister Anna back there, Lord, and touch Brother Trevor. Lord, touch me. Give me what I need, Lord. Help me to step up that much more. It's me, it's me, it's me, Lord, standing in need of prayer. Bless the preaching tonight, Lord. Bless the hearing. Give us what we need. Lord, take these notes. If you want to use them. If you don't use them, Lord. Just here's my vessel. Have your way. Talk to us, Lord. You know every question here tonight. You know every need. You know everything we need to hear, Lord, and we're just counting on you to deliver those answers. Have your way. Thank you for everything you've done for us. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and ask. Amen. You may be seated. It's good to be here. Good to see everybody's smiling faces. It's good to not see your sad faces. It's good to see your smiling faces. And just the one announcement I want to talk about is this Saturday is Fox Hollow Rodeo. And that rodeo starts at 6. And if you decide you just want to drive and meet us there, that's perfectly fine. But if you feel comfortable in numbers and you want to drive together, we're going to leave from this church at 5 o'clock. And if you're an adult, older than 15, is what they label as adult, you're going to pay $15. And if you're 5 to 15, you're going to pay $5. And under that's free. And come and have a good time. And we'll see what this thing is all about. Okay, good to know. I was just not going to mention it because I didn't want to have to pay for that. So. Church picture is Sunday. Thank you, Brother John. It's good to be back and enjoyed, as always, the testimonies. God's good to us. Sometimes, you know, we slow down, we think about it, and we probably all could cry because we recognize how good he's been to us. Sometimes you just get moving so fast through this life, and sometimes you forget to slow down. It is well with our soul. I love every verse of that song. I love that verse, though. It says, the grave's not my goal. The sky's my goal. I know what that means, because, and it was Sister Alice, she said, God didn't promise me a hole in the ground, he promised me a hole in the sky. And I feel the same way. And I even recognize if the time lasts long enough, I might be in a grave, but you know what? The real me won't be. I'm not going to that grave. I'm going to a house prepared for me, made by God, not even made by man. Man's houses can fall apart, but I got a house that will never fall apart. Oh, that gets me a little bit turned on. Amen. But thank God for his many blessings. Amen. And everything he's done for us. He's been so good. Yes, on one side of the coin, undeserving. Right. That's what we are, the song says. Amen. But he did it anyhow. Yes. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. I was thinking about your scripture, Brother Dwayne. Here, Jesus was going through the worst situation in his life as a man. Yes. At one point in time, he's in the garden. So, Lord, if this cup could pass, let it pass. But here he was hanging, and he still had the know-how to look at somebody standing right next to him and said, this day you'll be in paradise. Yeah. I mean, if a person had a right to be a little upset, a little grumpy, a little, don't even talk to me right now. I mean, I know I've done that to people before. I didn't even in the mood talk to you. But that man was just hanging on there and said, this day you'll be in paradise. Thank God for his amazing grace. Thank God that Jesus paid it all. Because I know I needed it. I know I needed his amazing grace. All really have sinned, come short of the glory of God. And the wages of sin are death. But thank God he made a way to pass from death unto life. Christ came and paid that price. And we thank God for that. And we have enjoyed the word that we've been receiving and enjoyed Sunday. And I want to talk about some of those things, Lord willing, here tonight. So if you have your Bibles with you, turn with me to the book of Hebrews. We're going to go to the 11th chapter. You may not know what that chapter is. Maybe you do. That's what we gets called as the faith chapter. That's because it gets faith gets talked about so much in there. But I'm going to jump down a little bit, down to the 23rd verse. I've used the scripture a few times, but for some reason it just sticks with me because Moses made a choice here, and so did his parents. But Hebrews 11th chapter, and I'm going to start at verse 23. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents. His parents took a risk, just so you know. Because they saw he was a proper child. They knew he had a job to do. They got it dealt with him. And they were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, think about this, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. For he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. May God add the blessing to the reading of his word. And my title tonight is a question. It is, what are you identified with? Now, that question in some ways might sound a little bit more intimidating than I mean it, but it's actually a good question. And a believer, by the time I'm done talking to you tonight, you won't be afraid of that question. A believer is identified with the right thing. Amen. Now, Brother Moore talked about identifying with the Word, and so I was studying this week, and I went back and listened to his message, and I was looking up some quotes, and Brother Branham preached about identification many times, but 1964, he had read his scripture. He used Philippians, the second chapter, about let this mind be in you. That was in Christ, but after he read it, he kind of gave you an idea where he got to stop from, and it kind of got me excited. He said, you know, in the natural life, he says, you need an identification to do certain things. Amen. He was, in that time, you know, times have changed, but you realize, we talked about it, there was a time when people just trusted each other's word, but he was saying, and he was talking about in that day in society, he says his wife couldn't even take a check and cash it or deposit it without an identification. Amen. And you think about it today. You need an identification to take an airplane ride.
That's right.
You need an identification to get a hotel room.
Right.
You need an identification to keep your car.
Right. Right.
An identification allows you and gives you benefits and allows you to do things that you wouldn't do and couldn't do otherwise.
Right.
If you are a person that wants to vote, the only way you're going to vote is with an identification.
Right.
You got to have an identification. And in the natural, we put so much emphasis on it. We've gotten so crazy, we let people say, I identify as this or that. I mean, right. It's just that word identification means something to people.
Amen.
And so Brother Bram said, if it means that much in the natural, how much more in the spiritual?
Amen.
You need an identification in the spiritual.
Amen.
And you know, the thing that got me excited about this thought is my identification in the spiritual enables me to do some things.
Amen.
It brings me some benefits.
Yeah.
It enables me to get in places I wouldn't otherwise be able to get into, Brother Deskins.
Right.
You know, you're not getting into heaven without the right identification. You're not going in the rapture without the right identification. Now, here is Moses, and let's just use this story a little bit, because I'm going to talk about a few things. You know, identification, I'm going to make it real simple tonight, but take him for a minute. He had to make a choice. I always liked that. See, that's something here recently, at least for me in the last 5 years, that's gotten more real to me, Brother Deskins, than it's ever been. Because, you know, we've said it all times, we reference it. People used to say, well, if I'm predestinated, I'll just be there. Yeah, but not quite the whole truth. There's a truth there. If you are a predestinated seed, you will be there. But there's more to that story. There's more to say about that. You actually got to identify with the Word. And I could make it simple, just another way to say you got to be born again. Because you got to believe the Word. So just time in there, you got to be born again. I'll keep it simple for you. We just bring up different terms in different ways so that we can make sure you get more information so you can see this thing clearly. But you got to make a choice. Yeah. You're choosing whether you love God or not. Right. You're going to choose if you're going to serve God or not. Amen. You're going to choose if you're identified with this Word or not. Nobody else can make that choice for you. Right. Choice is a great thing. Oh, it's great to be a free moral agent. I love how Brother Brand said it. We get to choose the education we want. We get to choose where we live. We get to choose where we go to church. We get to choose who we're going to marry. That's a great power to have. And you get to choose whether you want to serve God or not. And that's the first way I want to ask this question. What do you want to identify with? Do you want to serve God? If God be God, then serve Him. Choose you this day whom ye will serve. If God be God, then serve Him. That's not a threat. That's just reality. Because I'm not trying to scare you, but I don't care who you are. If you've ever been born again in here, you've made a decision. I love God. You chose to come to church tonight. You know, in studying, this came to my mind, so I want to throw this in here now. Brother Brandon was talking about, I think it was about in the book of Acts, I think it was John's disciples, and they asked him, how have you been baptized? And he said, well, under John's baptism. And in other words, you haven't been baptized in Jesus Christ. He said, Brother Brandon said, they hadn't identified yet. They were still identified John, but they hadn't identified Jesus Christ. He said, that's like having medicine sitting on the counter, but you haven't taken it yet. That's what this identification is. It ain't just saying, well, I went to church all my life, or if I'm predestinated, I'm going to be there. No, you choose to identify with Jesus Christ. Amen. You choose to serve God. Amen. And I ain't saying it in a legalistic way. I'm saying you must be born again. Right. You got to come to church. You got to hear the Word. You got to let God talk to you. You got to let Him quicken that Word to you. You got to let Him change your life. He doesn't force you. Just like they had to take the kid goat themselves and take it up there and identify that sacrifice, you have something to do with this thing. You're the one that's got to hear the Word. You have to get a personal relationship with Jesus Christ for yourself. Now, we've all, you know, some of us have been down the road. But I was thinking, you know, I tell a story about when I tried to start serving God. It's pretty young. And you know, Brother Moore, even after I can think back, you know, not that you have to think back when you got your exact new birth, but when I can think back to being born again and starting to serve God, I think back sometimes because I had a conflict going on. And I want to make this clear to you because Brother Moore was breaking this down Sunday too, and it's so important to understand those three rims. Because sometimes, you know, we're going to say some strong things. And you got to know how to apply it. You know, I'm going to get to that later. You got to know where your real identification is. Because, you know, this is my house, but this ain't the real me. This is my mind that God's using right now, but this ain't the real me. The real me. My real identification. Who I really am. And I'll get into that more later. It's right down in that soul rim. That's God's own life. That's my real ID. That's the one that's going to really get me through. And sometimes God's Word will come hit through here and it will spank you. Amen. And you'll sit in these pews and you'll know, Lord, help me. You amen the Word because you're a believer, but you know you ain't lived that. You're sitting there saying, I'm guilty. Thank God for His grace. So I want you to understand that, because sometimes we're going to say, you must do this, you must do that. You got to realize that's that soul. Amen. My soul only loves God. Amen. My soul only wants to serve God. Amen. It don't have emotion. It just is. It says amen to every word of God. Amen. It's perfect. It's spotless. Yes, it is. So when we give a must, you better have that soul changed, because your flesh and spirit can't do any must. It might keep something for a little while, but it will drop it after a while if it's just man-made. But if it's a real change on the inside, that's your new nature. That's who you are. It'll come out of you automatically. But what I want to help you with, just to help someone, I was young, Brother Moore, and I knew I loved God. He was my heart. But here I am going to school, and I want to do this. But God says do this. Right. I want to do this. Right. And God said do this. And let me tell you, sometimes I did this. Amen. Other times I did this. Amen. Sometimes I did this. Amen. That's Romans 7. Amen. That what I would do, I find myself not doing. Amen. That what I don't want to do, I do that. It's a conflict. Because you're made of three rims. Amen. You have a new nature in you that you can't help. You say, I'm going to church. You know, I was thinking this week a little bit. I told this story before. See, this is a progressive revolution, because I'm going to tell you, at one point in time, I didn't know I was worthy. I was thinking I had to do more. And I was in school, and they had National Prayer Day. And I just stumbled into school, and I was late to that. And that old devil condemned me. I said, you're not professing God. You just ashamed to go out there and pray. Now, he got me that time. But I think back now, the revelation, I'm the only one of those people who's going to church. Yeah. I was going Wednesday and Sunday. Yeah. I was skipping things to be at church. Right. I'm worried about going out and saying some prayer in front of everybody. I love God. I was serving God. I made my identification very clear. Right. Whether I did everything right or not, I knew what was first place. Right. And I just want to say that to you. You got to choose God for yourself. Amen. And the pool of the world is going to be there. And you're going to have two rims that want to gravitate to that. Right. The Bible, always remember the scripture, because it clearly says it. We don't have to make this stuff up. People act like the flesh is just going to be perfect. You get clean from the inside out. Amen. And it's only by the grace of God from the inside that he convicts you and stops the outside. Amen. Because the outside, if you let it go free, it would do everything it could and get away with everything it could. Because the Bible says in Galatians, the flesh lusts against the spirit. And the spirit is against the flesh. These two are contrary, one to the other. If you didn't have a change in the nature, your flesh would tell you you're tired tonight and you wouldn't be here. Your flesh would say you're busy at work and you ain't had any time at home and you'd like to just relax tonight. And you know where you'd be? At home. That's natural. That's fleshly. That's carnal. That's the carnal mind. The thing that really drives you here is you have a pull. You have an identification on the inside of you. You have a changed nature on the inside of you. You have God's own life on the inside of you. And you know you're identified with that word. And there's just something about it. There's a pull. And greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. I've come to find out, Brother Deskins, I've lived long enough now, when God really wants something to change my life, he convicts me in such a way, Brother Moore, that I get changed, and that's what I do despite my flesh, despite my spirit realm. There's just something in me. God's dealt with me, and I say, amen, yay, Lord, not my will, but thine be done.
Amen. That's right.
Sometimes there's other situations where I wish I could quit something. I'm like Paul. Lord, take this thing away from me. Yeah. And I just do it again. Amen. And I go to him again, Lord, take it, forgive me. And he says, well, eventually I just realize, he says, my grace is sufficient for you. Amen. And then I just gonna say, I'm gonna rest. Because then when he wants me to change, and I ain't making an excuse, I want to be right. But if he wants to change me, he'll change me. Amen. I ain't gonna sit here and lose sleep over it anymore. I know who I am. I know what I'm identified with. I know what I love more than I love my flesh.
Amen.
See, that's what it takes. Oh, I'm going to get to the new birth and talk about the token and talk about your real identification. But kid you not, you must choose to serve God. And it ain't always going to feel good to your flesh. And it's not going to feel good to your carnal mind. But because you have a real relationship, you're going to be like Moses. I could have all the riches in the world. I could have the whole kingdom of Egypt. I could rule it as Pharaoh. But that's not what God wants. He wants me to lead my people. because I'm really an Israelite. Amen. I'm not really an Egyptian. My real identification is back there in Israel. Amen. That's my people. Amen. And I'm not ashamed to be identified.
That's right.
I'm going to drop these riches of Pharaoh, and I'm going to serve God, and I'm going to identify with my people, and I'm going to suffer that reproach over top of the easy way.
Right.
I ain't trying to make it hard. I ain't trying to make it work. I'm just telling you, that's the natural fact of this life. You're going to have a pull another way. Satan's going to show you the grass is greener. But for your own personal relationship, you got to choose to serve God over top of anything else. Nobody made me go to college at Wright State. They didn't, James. As a matter of fact, I was heading somewhere else. It's just the grace of God, people. I ain't sitting here to say I had it right. I was running from to another college that wouldn't have got me in church. But you know, by the time I eventually had to make the final decision, there was something on the inside of me, Brother Moore, started talking to me. Said, you know that ain't where you need to be. You know where you belong. You know what you want to do. You know what you're really identified with. You know what you're really about. And you know where I end up? At Rice State. Now, let me tell you something about that. Let me help you for a minute. I was smart enough. I'll give you facts. When people hire engineers, the first place they go to recruit is not Wright State. And I knew it. They go to Cincinnati. They go to Ohio State. They go to Purdue. They go to Case Western. I can list them to you. I got more than that. I knew where I could go. They didn't go to Wright State. That wasn't the cool place. That wasn't the popular place. That wasn't in my carnal mind and in my fleshly realm where I wanted to go. Because I was worried they wouldn't give me the job I wanted. But God said, you got to trust me. I see around corners. That's my university. And it's better than any university. And you'll get a job before anybody else gets a job. Because that's me giving you the degree. And I'll make sure you get what you're supposed to get. And I'm here to tell you, I got my first job out of college is at the best place you can get a job. And I got it over top of Stanford graduates. And I got it over top of Purdue graduates. But you know what I had to do? I had to make a choice. I had to say, I'm going to identify with God. See, I can get carnal. I can use the world's knowledge. Oh, I can't go to Wright State. It's not a good university. But I'm here to tell you, it's God's university if it keeps you near God. I'm not here to tell you and force you to go there. I'm just trying to help you out. Let God worry about the details. Let God help your career. Let God lead and direct you. That's the question Moses had to ask. I could sit here and be rich. He was in the same predicament in his own way.
Yes, he was.
It was easier to go to Pharaoh's house.
Oh, yeah.
I'd already had my money. I'd already had my easy living. Right. He had to say, I'm going to go down to the wilderness and leave this palace. I'm going to go to the rejected and leave this palace. That's the choice that every one of us have to make in our own way. You can pick popularity. You can pick career. You can pick spouse. You can pick so many things and make that be your God over top of the one true God. But you yourself is the only person that can choose to serve God for yourself. You know, I'm glad to be able to say that. Brother Moore did not even try to pull me to Wright State. He gave me the truth. But he was ready to help me move down to Cincinnati.
Yeah.
See, some people get it wrong. They think just because God's going to help you move to Cincinnati, that's God's will. No, God's just a good God. We're friendly. I'll help you move to wherever. I've seen God help people move that don't even go to church here. Don't tell me that's the will of God that they're not going to church. God's just a good person that helps people. But it's because he helps you move. God would have helped me move into Cincinnati, Brother Moore. He said, I got to make sure he's got a bed. I got to make sure he's got pictures. I got to make sure he's got food. God would have helped me out. And didn't even try to pull me. Left me in Egypt. That will just leave you in Egypt. But you know what, Brother James? I had something inside of me that had been changed. I had a different identification. I had something different than I was about. I wasn't about being educated. I wasn't about being the smartest. I wasn't about being the richest. I wasn't about this or that. I wanted something better than that. I wanted something that would last. You can make all the money in the world and lose it in one day. You can have all the cars in the world and they crash tomorrow. You can have the biggest mansion that burned down tomorrow. But if you can just hold to God's unchanging hand and choose to be identified with God, He will take care of you.
Amen.
He'll get you exactly where you need. And that isn't always a bunch of money, but it'll be exactly where you need. You put God first, He will get you exactly where you need to be. Just trust Him. Identify with Him. Say, that's who I'm identified with. That's my sacrifice. You know, our sacrifice is no longer a natural goat. Jesus paid the price. I'm identified with Jesus Christ. And if I'm identified with Him, that means I'm identified with His Word. Because in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. And the Word was made flesh. And He became Jesus Christ. My true identification is with this Word up here. That's who I really am. I'm the living, breathing Word of God. But you got to choose that. Now let me help you. When I was 15, 16, 17, I had both pools. Don't get fooled what I'm saying, that Jeremiah just chose to go to the right state and didn't have any fleshly desires. All I'm trying to say is I had been born again, and there was something about me that had a gravitation to God's Word to where He could talk to me and get me to do certain things, and He could lead and guide me. Today, this flesh still wants to do things that I wouldn't be up here preaching tonight. I wouldn't be. So that pool's going to be there. But I'm telling you, it'll happen naturally. If you get a new birth, you get a relationship with God, this thing will start working on you. You'll start making decisions around it, careers around it, move your house around it, move everything you got around it. Because this is what you've identified with. And you got to identify with something.
That's right.
So that's the only way you get in. You may say, well, I haven't identified with something. Then if you haven't identified with God, you've identified with something else.
Amen.
To turn God down is really how I already magically identify Satan.
Amen.
We call it a lot of other things. It could be your job.
Right.
It could be your spouse. But Satan got in the mix.
Yes,
at the end of the road, to make it real simple, you're either identifying with God or Satan.
Amen.
It's one or the other.
Amen.
If God be God, serve Him. And there ain't two gods, three gods. There's God and there's Satan. And you're making that choice. Moses made a choice. He esteemed the reproaches of Israel greater than riches of Egypt. Oh, this is God we serve, this revelation, this new birth, this word of the hour, this leadership from God, this being in the bride, this message that we got, and all the benefits that go with it is so much greater than all the riches and all the treasures and all the popularity that you can get in that world. And this is not even me telling you not to go enjoy life a little bit. I'm just telling you, you know where your bread's buttered from. You know what's really matters at the end of the day. You know, I have acquaintances in the world. There's things I do even at work. But I know where home is. I know where I'm going back to. I know what's first. God has told me sometimes, take care of your job, and I do it. But I'm here to tell you people, drop a hat. If you ever change that instruction, you know what I'll do? I can't go. I'm not going to be here next week because I'm traveling. That's okay. God told me that's okay. But I promise you, there could be a day He says, I don't want that no more. You know what I have to do? I have to make a choice. I'm up here at anointing right now, acting like it'd be an easy choice. But I got to make a choice. And I make the right one. You know why I can say that? I've made, by the grace of God, I've got right here tonight. The right choices have got me up here standing before you tonight preaching. Not because I'm so good and so smart and so much better. My flesh is flesh just like your flesh. It's stinky. It's filthy rags. You know, that's the thing about it. That's the thing about it. My identification is that scripture. I wouldn't let somebody tell me I'm bad. I'm just going to say that. My kid ain't going to tell me I'm bad. He's the one born in sin and needs a new birth. I'm born again. I know who I am. I know my real identification. When I talk about, when I talk about my flesh, I do that sometimes because it's part of who I am. And I got to do that to understand me. And I got to do it sometimes to overcome it. And God can convict it and He can deal with it. It's here. God's using it. God will deal with it. But if you notice, God don't even hear to make that be His biggest emphasis. He'll hit it. He'll deal with it as He needs to. He has every right to. But God is much more sitting here telling you about the real you.
Amen.
You're born again.
Yeah.
You're spotless.
Yeah.
See, I got to get to that part of my message before I close. You're the spotless, sinless bride of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? See, now I'm starting to talk about my identification. Now I got an ID to pull out for you. Oh, I seen you do this and do that. No, you got the wrong person. That was the old Jeremiah. But there was another William Branham in there. There was another Jeremiah in there. The real me. The one that God thought of before the foundation of the world. The one he had in his mind, Brother Deskin. The one that was part of him. The one that come from him is going back to him. That's the real me. That's who I'm. That's my ID. Now, don't get me wrong. I know when I need to flip the coin and God's saying, get with it. You can work harder. You can do this. But that doesn't change my ID. It ain't changed who I am. That is so true. You can't even change who I am.
No.
But you better have your ID.
Amen.
Brother Branham said it, and I ain't got time to slow down. He talked about that token.
Right.
Now get this. He said the token is a ticket in your hand.
Right.
I read it a little bit further today, and I want to make this point for you. He said they don't even let you bring cash to the train.
No.
You got to have a ticket.
Right.
Because you know why? It could be sold out.
Yeah. Yeah.
There ain't no more rooms at the seats in the bus.
Amen.
No more seats in the train. You say, what you're trying to say? You better get the ticket in your hand.
Yeah.
You better choose to serve God.
Amen.
For yourself.
Right.
Get the token for yourself. Get the new birth for yourself. Because Brother Brown says you get that new birth. He said, that's the ticket in your hand. He said, that's your real identification.
Amen.
He says, you're identified with Jesus Christ. His death, burial, and resurrection. And when the devil comes talk to you, just pull out the ID.
Amen.
Don't you know who I am?
Amen.
Don't you know what benefits I got? That this is not my land, and you're not even allowed here. And you got to get off of me. And he brings condemnation to you. You know what? You look at him and say, I'm Romans 8 and 1.
Amen.
There's therefore now no condemnation. I'm identified with the Word. That's who I really am.
Amen.
They're trying to make me anything else is a lie from Satan.
Amen.
Oh, but I've seen you do that in the house. That's just the other rims.
Right.
Do you realize why I'm telling you that's not my real identification? Because that's got to be changed.
Right.
That's not my real identification. That's just a house for God, the real me, to manifest out of.
Right.
It's just a house for the real who I am to manifest itself out. This carnal mind is the one that God permitted. But don't worry, one day I'll get the right one.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll have all the thoughts that I need to have.
Amen.
And the devil won't even have access then.
Uh-uh.
I don't even say my carnal spirit is the real me.
Uh-uh.
It's just what I need today to get through this world. But I'm going to get a replacement for it.
Yeah.
But I got something about me tonight called my new soul.
Amen.
Let me call it a lot of things. The life of God.
Right.
A new nature.
Amen.
The real me.
Amen.
Who I really am.
Amen.
A predestinated seed.
Yeah.
That is God's own life.
Amen.
That's who I am.
Amen.
And I'm just using this flesh and using this spirit realm to do what I got to do on this side.
That's right.
But when I get raptured or I die, I'm dropping this.
Amen.
I'm dropping that spirit.
Amen.
And I'll get a glorified body and a theophany. And then I'll be complete all three.
Amen. That's right.
But you, what our problem is sometimes we identify the flesh.
Oh, yeah, too much.
Too much, Brother Moore. I should have said one time, talk to me about my real name.
Amen.
And you know, I told you, we've learned our real name is the Word of God.
Right.
I'm Mrs. Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I'm Luke 17 and 30.
Right.
I'm St. John 14 and 12.
Yeah.
Brother, he used John the Baptist. He said, how did John identify himself? He said, who are you? I'm one. I'm the voice crying in the wilderness.
Right.
He said, well, here's a scripture I come to fulfill.
Amen.
Oh, but you're this, you're hard on people, you're poor. That wasn't John's identification. He's like, no, I'm the Word.
Amen.
I'm the voice of the one crying in the wilderness. Stop talking about your flesh so much.
Right.
Oh, but I'm short here. I'm short here. We all are.
Yeah.
I promise you, we all are. We all fell short of the glory of God.
Right.
We all have flesh that lusts against the spirit. We all have to battle the pride of life and the lust of the eyes and the lust of the flesh.
True.
We all have to have 10 inlets where the devil has access. But I'm talking about my real identification.
Amen.
The one that says amen to every word of God.
Amen.
The one, you know, this thing's only good if you use and apply it.
Right.
It's like that pardon that guy got. He didn't accept it. And Brother Branham said, pardon's only a pardon if you accept it. Your ID is only good if you use it, people. I'm not taking away your salvation, but you just let the devil put you all over the place and leave your ID in your wallet, so to speak. Instead, what you need to do is say, wait a minute. I'm Mrs. Jesus Christ. I'm a son of God. Do you recognize that I was in God's mind before the foundation of the world? He foreknew me, saw that I wanted to serve him, and I am have always been part of him. I'm eternal.
Amen.
And then let the devil throw some condemnation on you. Not with who I am. I'm identified right, Brother Moore.
Yes,
and I ain't just, that's who I really am. I got the ID to prove it.
Amen.
This is a government legal ID. This is the one that gets you on the airplane. You know how they changed the ID? You couldn't use the same license. I got the real ID. I got the token.
Yeah.
This ain't make-believe. This ain't counterfeit. Amen. This ain't half in and half out. This isn't I'll go to church sometimes and I ain't worried about the other time. This is an all-in, believe every word of God.
Amen.
New nature loves nothing but the word of God.
Amen.
That's the ID I got tonight.
Amen.
That's the one I want to talk after more.
Right.
Every once in a while, I'll treat the flesh like kids. Hey, you got to get in line.
Right.
Spank it a little bit. But I'm going to put that in its place. I'm going to come back real quick and say, you know, it's like we say, I might fall down. But I'm going to come in here and say, I'm still a child of God. Because you can't change that. You can't get born again and unborn again. Once you're born, you are who you are. I can't go in the natural back of my mom and my mom's womb and try to come out differently. Or I want to come out a different month. It don't work that way. I am who I am. And when I get a new birth, I am who I am by the grace of God.
Amen.
You can't take it away from me. You didn't give it to me, and you can't take it away from me.
Amen.
That new soul is spoken word birth just like Jesus Christ was. It didn't come by sex. It didn't come by human instrumentation. It came from the very spoken word of God.
Amen. That's right.
It's perfect.
Amen.
It's the real me. Now, I hope you get my point. But I want to read a few things because you'll enjoy them.
Amen.
If you don't mind. Let me read this one first just so you can hear what Brother Bram said. This is from the token. He said, when he passed through the upper coast of Ephesus, he found certain disciples and he said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? They said, we know not whether there be any Holy Ghost. Then he asked how they was baptized. And they hadn't been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, the sacrificed lamb. They wasn't identified with him at all. They just believed it like medicine sitting there and hadn't took it. Paul commanded them to be baptized over again in the name of Jesus Christ. And when he did this, then the token came upon them. They were identified by the works and signs of the Holy Ghost. You see, what's Brother Bram trying to say here? You know, you can go to church many years and it'd be just good words to you. But one day it's going to become a clear understanding.
Amen.
It's going to become a real new birth.
Amen.
You can go to church and if you ain't got a clear understanding, it's just medicine on the counter. But when you do repent and you do get baptized,
Amen.
That promise is to you and it will happen.
Amen.
And that token is your real identification.
Amen.
I want to slow down and talk about that a little bit. Brother Branham talked about you get born again. He said that first life that came the wrong way, he said you can't patch it up. You can't clean it up. You can't make it better. He said the only requirement is it's got to die. And a substitute, the life of Jesus Christ, has to come into you. That's our real identification. It's not Jeremiah Allen, born of Jerry and Lisa Allen is good. It's the person standing before you that's been born of God.
Amen.
And that seed remains in me. And I cannot sin.
Amen.
And I got that because Jesus paid the price.
Amen.
And you know, I'm not ashamed to be identified with this message. Now, I don't go to work and say, I got the message. I love Jesus. Come see a prophet.
No.
But I'm here to tell you I'm not ashamed to be identified with Brother Branham.
Amen.
Brother Childers.
Right.
Brother Moore.
Right.
Brother James.
Amen.
Sister Moore. Sister Mel.
Amen.
Brother Deskin.
Right.
Brother Dwayne.
Amen.
Sister Keene. Brother Skyler.
Amen.
Brother Jeremiah.
Yeah.
Because I know we're all the same fold.
Amen.
We're all the same seed.
Right.
I identify with you. You identify with me.
Right.
You know, even on the natural side, Brother Branham says, I'm good. I'm identified with the good and the bad America.
Right.
You know how you get benefits of being American?
Right.
And I use them when I need to use them, Sister Mal. And then sometimes I have to suffer the reproach of the things that this country's done that hasn't been too good, Brother Dustin.
Right.
I hang my head in that time. But I also know that I can get in the country easier than Saudi Arabians can get in the country.
Right.
Than Iranians can get in the country. Because
yeah.
I got an idea that says I'm from America.
Right.
You know, I'm from a better, in their mind, a better place.
Yeah.
And I got benefits from it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm like Moses. I'm proud to be identified with you.
Amen.
This is a body of believers. I believe this message.
Yes.
I needed a prophet.
Amen.
I need a pastor. I need a preacher. And on one side of it, I know it's an individual personal relationship with Jesus Christ, whether you're here or not. But since you are here and you're believers, I'm identified with you.
Amen.
I'm identified with that body up there.
Right.
And I'm proud to say I am. Because
yeah.
that's who I really am. Now, here's another one I want to read. From Things That Are To Be. Now listen to Brother Branham say this, because then you'll see I didn't preach anything he ain't preached. He said, this old earthly tabernacle here, you know what it is? This body is like an old coat that you wear, that you once wear. But now you have one so much better, you don't use it anymore. What do? You hang it in the closet. You've got one better. You've got a better coat. It's more up to date than the one you used to wear that's worn. What? It's that garment. You are on the inside of that there. That garment only done what? It bore your image. Remember I said, this is just a house the real me's using.
Amen.
He said, but you don't need it anymore. You hung it up, it's a rag, and that's the way this old body is. It's bore the image of the heavenly, yet it's not you. You are on the inside of that body. You, the Spirit of God.
Yeah.
He made the real you, the Spirit of God,
Amen.
Is on the inside of that body.
Amen.
He separated it. He said, this is just a house that bore that image.
Yeah.
But the real you is on the inside of it. Now, on the other hand, I know this is part of who I am and God's using it, but the real me on the inside.
Amen.
And then he says what we always say. That's what makes the outside come into subjections. Because the inside is pulling it. It's bringing it in line with the Word of God. Your inside, you, yourself, your being. He drives that home. This body is just an old coat. And someday what you'll do with it, it was only a garment for a while. Like this earthly garment's body, but your real you, your real self is on the inside of this old coat that you call William Branham or Susie Jones or whoever it is. And someday it will hang in Earth Hall's memory of you. You'll put it yonder in a grave, and somebody will put a tombstone up. And here lies Reverend so-and-so or John so-and-so and so-and-so. It'll lie there in a memorial of you. People seeing you. And what you was, the real you, was on the inside of that. This old coat just born the image of the heavenly. Then this is what I want to say. Oh, people, have you made reservations to change coats? Have you made reservations for heaven?
Amen.
Remember, you must have reservations. You can't get in without them.
That's right.
That's what I was trying to tell you. You better have the right ID or you can't get in without it.
Amen.
That real you better be God, because if it's not, it's Satan and it's temporal. But when you recognize you've been born again, we feel like we have. You made reservation. You have the ID. He's coming back for the bride. I'm just using a natural type, but it's not going to show a natural ID, but I'm that. I see my name in the book. The real me's been transferred before the foundation of the world. I'm going to read that quote. I've read a lot. I'm going to read that before I get down because it makes me feel good. But the real me, Brother James, my name's in that Lamb's Book of Life. I see my name. I have my ID. And just like my natural ID gets me into places, gets me into reservations, gets me into an airplane, oh my, my spiritual ID is much greater. I'm identified God. My ID does some things for me, Brother Moore. I got an ID that says, I'm Jeremiah Allen. I got some loved ones that get to go with me. Prove that I got this token. I got this identification. I'm Mrs. Jesus Christ. And I'm going to apply my ID to cover them up.
Amen.
I'm Jesus to them in that sense.
Right.
They get to go with me.
Amen.
It's important to have the right ID, Brother Moore.
Yeah.
Because, you know, people that are our loved ones that we know left here, they don't have that same ID. They're going to go off somebody else's ID. Thank God they do, but you got to get this ID for yourself to be able to get in and do the things I can do. Oh, I'm not going to show up missing at the wedding supper. I got a seat. I got a ticket. I got the right identification. I'm going up, not down. I'm getting a change of body, not keeping the same one. I'm getting a theophany, not keeping the carnal spirit. I got the right ID. It's getting me into heaven, Brother Moore. It's giving me amazing grace. I said it earlier, who shall lay anything in the charge of God's elect? You better be the elect. That's what you better be ID'd as. I'm the elect of God. You can't lay anything to my charge. All things work together for my good to them that love God. It's a certain identification. If you're not the called and the predestinated and have the ID, all things don't work together for your good. But if you have the right ID and the right identification, Brother James, all things really do work together for your good. And I want to repeat it again. That's how I'm truly identified. Amen. I identify with what the Word says I am. Amen. Over top. Amen. Of what the world thinks I am. Right. Over top of what the devil says I am. Amen. I am an overcomer. I am more than a conqueror. I am on my way out of here. I am a seed of God that cannot sin. I am the one that all things work together for the good. Amen. I am the one that can take my loved ones. Amen. I am the one going to the rapture. Amen. I am the one that can do the greater works. I am the one that's the voice of the final age. I am the one that's prophesying again. I am the one that's taking a little book. I am the one in Revelation 5 to see my name. I am what I am by the grace of God. I'm Mrs. Jesus Christ. I'm who He died for. I'm who He's coming back for. And my identification with this word, my new birth, proves to you who I am. And the evidence of it is I can punctuate every word with an amen. Oh, do I fall here and slip up here? Still pray to God, take this away from me? Absolutely, I do. Does God spank it sometimes? He sure does. But, Brother Moore, that doesn't change who I really am. It ain't stopping my final destination. That's why you said it Sunday. That's why Brother Church said, can't look good enough to make it, bad enough to miss it. I got two rims that ain't good. I got a real ID on the inside. And you can't take it away from me. You don't even, you won't even get there with it. Because you ain't got the right ID. It's made just for me. Amen. That new name's mine. Right. The only one that knows is who got it. Amen. You can't even steal my name. This ain't like the world where they try to steal your ID. Right. This is secret. This is secure. Yeah, right. See, you know, this people, these measures run together. This is the third pool. Yeah. You don't know nothing about this. Yeah, you can't mimic this. No. You can't. This ain't a public show. You can mimic living good. You can mimic gifts. You can mimic a lot of things, but you can't mimic this ID. And God made it a special way. And it's secure, and the only ones getting in, the ones that came from Him. My last thing I want to read to you, just let you enjoy as much as I did, and then I'm going to get down. I'll just jump through this just so we can make it shorter. This is from the invisible union of the Bride of Christ. Now you were separated from your first union by spiritual death. Now you are born again or remarried again to a new spiritual union. Not your natural life. He's trying to tell you who your real you is again. Of the things of the world, but of eternal life, the real you. That germ that was in you at the beginning found you. Well, has Brother Moore taught us, God foreknew you and He sent down your representation as a predestinated seed to give you a little speck of eternal life, because that's representing eternal life. That was the real you the whole time. That's right. And He says, that thing found you. Now your name and your old has been transferred. Do you mean to tell me my old book, God put it in His sea of forgetfulness? The ID doesn't exist anymore, people. You stand perfectly before God. Now your name is in the new book, not the book of life, but the Lamb's book of life, what the Lamb redeemed. Not your old book, your natural union, but your new bride, hallelujah. Your new life is in the Lamb's book of life, your marriage certificate. Another form of identification. Hallelujah. Where your true eternal germ from the beginning takes hold. He goes on to explain what justified means. That you're just not forgiven, but you're justified. It means you never did it in the first place. What are you identified with? I'm identified with the Word. I got a new birth. I got God's own life. I'm the bride of Jesus Christ, Brother Moore. Amen. I've been born again. I got the ticket in my hand. Yes, and just like a natural identification does things for me, that ID does a lot of things for me. And I got the ID I need. And I'm here to tell you, this is the best thing you can identify with.
Amen.
Oh, that world's pleasures and treasures only last for a little time. But you can get a hold of something here that never stops. Even if you're rich for 80 years, it only goes a little bit of time. But I'm going to a place, we sing Amazing Grace, when I've been there 1,000 years. I think old brother, I remember brother, the song leader in Indiana, Brother Clyde, every once in a while he'd throw in there, when I've been there 10 million years. As he'd be so joyous singing something, when I've been there 10 million years, 10 trillion years, still shining, bright as the sun. Because eternal life has no beginning, has no ending. And that's what I am. That's what I got.
Amen.
Oh, these other things are just temporal. But I got a hold of something that's eternal.
Yeah.
I thank God for that understanding.
Amen.
I thank God for my ID.
Amen.
I thank God I'm Mrs. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I thank God I've been born again.
Amen.
I thank God I see. I got to close, but I thank God I see my name in the book. Because
yeah.
You could preach on that for a little while.
Oh, yeah.
Everything heard John screaming when he saw that. I got the ID. I see. I'm one of his. I'm in. I got the marriage certificate. I got the wedding garment. I'm clothed in white. The bride's made herself ready. I'm all that. That's who I really am. That's what I'm identified with. What are you identified with? This is a good question. God bless you. Come on, Pastor.
Thank God for identification. Because if you don't say who you are, ain't nobody else going to do it. And nobody else can do it. And matter of fact, when they look at you, they're more than likely, they're going to think you're something else. And they'll almost make you want to pull out your ID and check to make sure. Is it me? I was talking to Jay the other day. Sometimes people do stuff to you and you're like, man. And Jay was sitting across the room. I looked at Jay. Is it me? Is it just me? And people just do things to you. And they're like, man, they act like nothing to it. And I'm thinking, is there something wrong with me? I mean, they make me almost want to pull my license out again and check my ID. It's like, is it I, Lord? You know, Peter, when Jesus said, when are y'all going to sell me out? Peter was like, is it me? Check your ID. Make sure you're not the one. But you know what? When people don't know who you are, they can only assume. That's all anybody can ever assume. I mean, I look out here in the congregation. All I could do is assume that you are one of them. But you know what? If you know you got that ID in your pocket, and you must know, it doesn't matter if everybody in this place says, my name is Jack. It don't make no difference. I will say you are crazy.
Right.
Because I know who I am.
Right.
You ain't going to call me bad. like Jeremiah said, I'll let you know. Oh, no. I was thinking about the scripture, you know, the song that says wretched, you know, wretched and poor. And I'm like, you know what? I can call myself wretched and poor, but don't you call me wretched and poor. When you look at me, you better see a son of God.
Right.
And I might look at all my problems, and I might be short here, and I might be short there. But when you address me as Mrs. Jesus. You say, well, you got all kind of problems. That ain't nothing. You ain't got nothing to do with that. You ain't got nothing to do with that.
That's, right.
That's between me and Jesus.
Amen.
We got something going on, and you don't even know nothing about it. You say, well, I can imagine, I can guess, you can guess all you want. You don't know for sure, but you know what? I know for sure.
Right.
I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them.
Amen.
I've got the ID to prove it, Brother Jeremiah.
Amen.
My ID puts me right into the message of the hour.
Amen.
That's the very proof. People don't know who they are. They need to pull their license out and look at it. Because they think they're a son of God, and you better check your license. But when you're walking, talking, living, moving, breathing the Word of God for the hour that you're living in, that's your identification. You're identified with the Word. I like the way you said it. John John was identified with the scripture that he lived. Jesus was identified with the scripture. Remember what Jesus told them? They were talking about, they were trying to tell him who he was. They didn't know his ID. Jesus said, search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. These are they that testify of me. The scripture is our identification. When John saw his name in the book, when the book was open, all above heaven, all in heaven, all in earth, and everything beneath the earth heard him cry. That's us. When we're walking around here, the living, moving word of God, hey, you can't tell me nothing. I always said, you know, I'm a hard one to deal with. When it comes to the word of God, you're going to try to tell me what I need? No, oh, no, no. Oh, no. I'm a son of God. And if you don't address me as such, you'll find out later. Yeah. And like Brother Childers says, I'll see you one more time. But you must be identified with something. I'm identified with the Word of God. My very life proves it. He says, how does your life prove it? He lives out through you, through with every heartbeat. I don't have to tell you I'm Nate. My very life proves it. I don't have to get up every day, okay, today you're going to be Nate. You got to go, today you got to do that. No. I just get up, get dressed, get started, and everything I do is Nate. Everywhere I go is Nate. That's all I can be. I can't be nothing else. The same way with Jesus Christ. If you and the Word are one and the same, this isn't hard. This is you and the Word one and the same. You are one with each other. And nobody can tell you any different. And if they could talk you out of it, it wasn't yours to begin with. So, I guess they tell him it's time to close. I think this thing is acting up. Well, God bless you, Brother Jeremiah. Now, Jeremiah's not going to be here next week. Jay's going to preach Wednesday, but who's going to help you? One more. I need one person. Kevin, thank you. Because I don't want Jay to overwork. I'll let Kevin get up first, and then Jay can bring the plane in for landing. But he wanted to get up. Well, I said, I don't want nobody else. So he's mad. Now he's throwing his quarter in. Y'all know what that means now. So he's going to get up next Wednesday. Jeremiah will be gone. And so Jay's got it and Kevin's got it. So between them both, that'll be enough food for us to eat. Amen. And remember Bryn and their family in prayers. The church sent Brother Wesley flowers. They didn't have a funeral for Patsy, but they did. The church, you all sent them flowers, and Jamie called me, and he said he took them over to Tammy and him's house, and he said they were so, so thrilled and so happy that, you know, we remember them and praying for them. So keep them in your prayers. Remember David Courtney. He went to emergency today. Some is having circulation trouble with his legs. So remember him. Y'all sent flowers down to Brother Jamie down in Kentucky. He's recovering from his surgeries, and just keep them in your prayers. They're going through some things, but that's all right. God is able. Amen. Come on, musicians. Don't forget on Saturday, the rodeo, and Sunday's church picture, and Sunday Brother Peterson may be here. He may be here Sunday, so we'll see. I told him if he comes, he'd just come and get in the picture. That's all. But he's planning on coming. He told me he's coming on the 10th. 10th of September. It's a very special day. It's a very special day. That's all I'm saying. Amen. If the Lord says I'm a blessing. Kevin. Come on, Kevin.
Jumped the gun so soon. I forgot surgery's next week, so I just wanted to let you know I won't be here next Wednesday. So, but I was ready.
Oh,
I was ready. So,
well, there you go, Stephen. Stephen got your back.
Okay. Well, while I'm up here as well,
Jacob.
I know, right? Sway reminded me, so I do apologize about that. But that's I was ready. So next time we have brothers, I'm signing up.
I'm glad to see that.
So. I always want to thank God for the message tonight. And you know what? Identifying is very important. And I thank God that I can identify with this message. It's a beautiful message, and I thank God I'm one of them. That's all I want to say.
Amen. Amen. That's good. I'm glad to see y'all do that. Yes, ma'am. We get a microphone because, what? Okay, there's T-shirts. Those of you who ordered T-shirts, Sister Renee had them. She'll see you outside. Amen. If the Lord says I'm a blessing, what you gonna say about it? Amen. If the Lord says I'm a blessing, then I am. And if the Lord says